Are you feeling overwhelmed by hormonal changes? If you're a woman, you're not alone. With over 1,000 hormone disruptors in our environment, it's no wonder things can feel out of balance. On top of that, natural changes like PMS, menopause, and other life stages can leave you feeling tired, irritable, and trapped in a constant battle with your body. But here's the good news. You don't have to suffer through it. Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth is here to help. This herbal formula fine-tunes your hormones, balancing estrogen, testosterone, and even stress hormones like cortisol, which can contribute to weight gain, racing thoughts, poor sleep, and more. With over 40,000 five-star reviews and a bottle selling every 24 seconds, the results speak for themselves. Ready to feel like yourself again? For a limited time, get 15% off your first order at happymammoth.com using code NEXTCHAPTER at checkout. Visit happymammoth.com today and get your old self back naturally.
At Tanger Outlets, find all the best brands all on sale every day. Step into the season's newest arrivals and save big on the styles you love. Shop Under Armour, Michael Kors, Crocs, and more. With up to 70% off plus an extra 25% off for a limited time. Hurry in for amazing deals from the brands you love. Only at Tanger Outlets.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, this is Old School, sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese, Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman and Austin Orman. Old School with Foreman and Orman on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Sounds obnoxious, but
hey, you gotta get some get back out there. Anyways, we are Old School, Jay Foreman, Austin Orman, Old School the New School Way, coming at you live 1040 Oak Street. We are brought to you by the Mercado. This young gentleman next to me is Dr. Razdan. I know him very well, right? Didn't know him very well. We know each other very well now. Welcome in. Obviously, he's taking really, really good care of me. And loving, I always like when you come in because we get to talk about some of my stuff, but some of the stuff that that goes on in you know, that you guys see all the time, Advanced Medical Imaging.
Yep.
Anyways, they're located at 7601 Pioneers Boulevard. They do a phenomenal job, so I'm gonna give you some props. I think the staff is phenomenal. The process is very, very easy, especially for me. Like, I don't really do well in like enclosed places, but you guys do a really good job. And you and Dr. Finn have done me right and will continue. Obviously, we know you'll be seeing me for a lot longer. So you better not move. But anyways, we get to talk about some stuff that, you know, we had state basketball last week for the girls. We got it this week for the boys. But me and Austin were talking about something, and we texted about it. We were talking about Baker Mayfield.
Mm-hmm.
And he was talking about Cleveland and letting him go. And we'll talk a little bit more about Aaron Rodgers and Kirk Cousins and a little bit with Kirk Cousins with this Baker Mayfield. We were talking about when Baker Mayfield played at Cleveland. Mm-hmm. And he had like a, I don't know if it was a full tear of his labrum. And you can get into the different grades. But he had a torn labrum.
Mm-hmm.
But he gutted it out and got him to the playoffs. It just wouldn't take a rocket scientist or a doctor to understand his arm strength probably wouldn't be the same that it would be if he was healthy. Well, we were making jokes that where Baker Mayfield, he had to stare down with Freddie Kitchens, who was the coach then. Well, that's why they got rid of him, because he ended up having surgery. Well, his arm strength wasn't good last year for obvious reasons. They got to the playoffs. Actually, they played really good against Kansas City down there,
mm-hmm.
Especially in the second half. Talk about labrum tears, the different severity, and how it affects, especially a position like quarterback.
Well, I mean, I think we've touched upon this before, is the time for recovery. That is what's lacking in some of these pro athletes and the way the coaching staff and the medical staff treats them, because they're under duress, right? They got to get back. Aaron Rodgers is a prime example of this. His entire goal was to get back as soon as possible. That's why he did the speed bridge. Versus Kirk Cousins, who didn't, right?
Yeah.
Look, you know, there's mild, moderate, severe labral tears, right? Depending on how where they are. If you don't let it heal, you're going to alter your mechanics.
Sure.
And if you alter your mechanics, you're gonna splint. You're gonna try to protect what's injured at all times. So with him, I think it was just the timing. I mean, I think he was irritated.
Yeah.
In my opinion, that he had to come back as quick as he did, or was forced. I don't want to, because look, a lot of these guys, they inject a steroid in you. They get you. Oh, you're back.
Yeah.
Right? Nah, that's not true. You're not actually back. You're just getting the artificial Band-Aid put on until you actually get your repair or recovery done correctly.
Right.
And we were going to talk about this. I've been more and more inclined to advocate for physical therapy after injury.
Right.
I mean, you and I have talked about this on this foot and ankle stuff, but in almost all these body parts that we deal with, whether it's labrum, whether it's Achilles, whether it's knee, whether it's elbow, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I think the recovery point, if you're going to have a choice athlete, give him time to heal. Off season's great, but what do you do in the middle of the season?
Right. Yeah. And sometimes in the off season, it allows you to actually kind of maybe get things stronger or address issues that you kind of, I got to play through that, you know? And one of the funny things is like, and this is a little bit off topic, when I retired and kind of, you know, officially like, all right, I'm done. And, you know, because you're still training when you have that year after when you kind of go, all right, did anything happen? Then you have a little bit, you still work out and you're like, all right, I got other stuff going on. I think in that first 6 months, it's like your body is like, oh, we're not playing football no more. Here comes pain.
Yeah.
It was like your body shuts down as well, because I think your body, it's a great, obviously, I think it's probably the best computer out there. It had like their guards up. But then once it knows going into battle anymore or to football, it's like, oh, yeah. Yeah, you remember when you ran into Larry Allen too many times and thought you were Mr. Tough Guy? Yeah, that hurts. This hurts. I wanted to also ask you about Kirk Cousins and, more importantly, Aaron Rodgers. I know they had different types of Achilles repairs, right? And it's different times of the season, right? Aaron Rodgers got hurt first four plays of playing and Kirk Cousins a little bit later.
Mm-hmm.
And it was different based on contracts, and there was a lot of pressure on Aaron in New York
to come back quicker. Yeah.
But talk about how that injury, because Kirk Cousins revealed after the season, while he was getting criticized because he wasn't able to fit the ball in places that he had been earlier in the year. Talk about how those injuries
can lead to other injuries.
Yeah. And it's not a direct, because generally, when people like have a, I know I dealt with this, when one part of your body, your leg is hurt, you compensate, the other one goes, this is a shoulder.
Right. Right.
Will that affect the mechanics?
I think any injury that affects your lower half of your body, right?
Right.
And how you perform for quarterbacks, especially in the pocket, and how you scramble, whether you don't scramble or you do scramble, what you do in the pocket and how you protect yourself. If your lower body, whether your knee or your Achilles or your ankle is hurt, you're going to change the way you play. You're going to alter your mechanics of how you stand, how you throw, how you do all this stuff. Those biomechanics changed. Well, you're going to probably give yourself up to more injury because somebody's going to come at you faster.
Right.
And I don't know exactly what happened with him, but I can tell you this. If you're injured down below, the people use the word splint. Are splinting or hedging their bet on how they're doing, because they're gonna say, okay, I can absorb the shot here, but I won't be able to absorb the shot here. And so they protect themselves, they act protective. And I think that probably what happened to Kirk. I know it happened to Watson. I mean, I think that's
the second thing I was gonna ask you about is, now Deshaun Watson got hurt during the season as well.
Yeah.
Had a surgery.
Yep.
I don't know if he had the one Aaron Rodgers hit or just a regular one. Now talk about him.
His shoulder surgery is what I was talking about.
Okay. His shoulder surgery.
His shoulder surgery is the one. He actually fractured, displaced his shoulder ball, socket joint, right? And then he had his rotator cuff issues.
Sure.
But that, I mean, that is a major issue. And after what had happened to him, he has the same issues,
right?
Again, he's protecting himself in a way he never would have thought about before because of another injury.
Right.
So you alter your gait, alter your mechanics.
Now, on the flip side, an interesting question. Can a upper half injury, right? So now I'm thinking of Cam Newton.
Yep.
And I don't know if you ever saw Cam Newton earlier in his career. His arm was, I mean, first of all, he's superhuman.
Yeah.
And, but the hits from being essentially a defensive end playing quarterback, and then his mechanics, can the upper half, like here,
I think so,
can that affect down, you know, injuries so on the lower?
I especially think with your rib cage areas,
right,
and the stuff that are on your girdle.
Right.
So if you get hit around the abdominal muscles, or I mean, everything is a unit, right? You it's protective, whether your back muscles, your anterior abdominal oblique muscles, all these things work to have give you a core kind of stability.
Right.
If your core is not stable, right, your core is not strong, you're gonna injure your lower extremity too.
Right.
Don't even, I have no doubt in my mind about it.
Sure.
However, you know, I think the severity is, it works in the other way around. I think if you're injured down below, I think you're more likely to hurt up high quicker faster
and more and bigger injuries. Yeah. I think, you know, with these guys, the medicine obviously it's good. I think they do get, and you know, here's a funny thing about it, and I want your opinion on it. Obviously, when I was playing, there was no off season.
Right.
I think these guys really truly get an off season. What's the really, like, I think in order to play football, you have to play football.
Yeah.
You got to hit, you got to do that. So I feel like your body has to be hard, used to it. But then also there's science and probably some factual, and obviously I'm dealing with stuff that probably some, you know, there is that happy medium. For you, from a medical standpoint, mm-hmm, is there enough data out there to do it, to really come to a conclusion, or is it kind of player-to-player basis, team-to-team basis based on, you know, because you got guys that know how to play, right? You got a bunch of All-Americans or All-Pros. They know how to practice versus, you know, when I was a little bit younger, I had to learn how to practice, then obviously learn how to play.
I think there is data out there. You got places like Mayo Sports. I mean, they have their sports teams, doctors, and they are very proficient in knowing certain things. I mean, guys out in Alabama, mm-hmm, Alabama Sports,
those dudes are
amazing, you know. So I think you got data out there. I think our guys in Nebraska are really good too. I just think that you have to really, really be cautious, because I think you have like silos. You got silos on shoulder, and you got silos on knees. Mm-hmm. You got silos on concussion. I think what you got to do is you got to get all these people together and say, hey, what's the holistic approach on this? If an athlete's injured, what do we need to do to get him back? Because he's a $100 million athlete, right? Or $200 million athlete, whatever they are now. What do we do to get him back in a best way for our team for the long run, not for a short run? Because these guys, they come back too early. Look what happened to Aaron Rodgers. How long did he last? He came back in 6 months because that's why he did the speed bridge, the mid substance bridge by Arthrex. He did that, and he comes back in 5 to 6 months, right? It's unheard of, right? Most time it's 12 months. Right. 12 months is Kirk Cousins coming back from. He comes back, he didn't last that long.
Right.
And that's because they didn't take the approach. He was under contractual obligations and pressures to come back quicker. I think you got to look at it as a holistic approach or a total body approach before you make these kind of decisions.
Right. And you mentioned, back when I was playing, they used to give us Tordal shots, all right, you know, and some other stuff. Look, I was going to play. So I got to do what I got to do right now. It's part of the reason why my hip is so bad, but talk about when people hear about, say, Jay Foreman's playing, say we're playing in an AFC championship game and I got to get a Tordal shot. Talk about that, because talk about the in moment, I guess, Band-Aid.
Yeah.
And then talk about the potential.
One of the hardest parts of getting older is feeling like something's off in your body, but not knowing exactly what. It's not just aging. It's often your hormones, too. When they fall out of balance, everything feels off. But here's the good news. This doesn't have to be the story of your next chapter. Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth is an herbal formula made with science-backed ingredients designed to fine-tune your hormones by balancing estrogen, testosterone, progesterone, and even stress hormones like cortisol. It helps with common issues such as hot flashes, poor sleep, low energy, bloating, and more. With over 40,000 reviews and a bottle sold every 24 seconds, the results speak for themselves. A survey found 86% of women lost weight, 77% saw an improved mood, and 100% felt like themselves again. Start your next chapter feeling balanced and in control. For a limited time, get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com with code NEXTCHAPTER at checkout. Visit happymammoth.com today and get your old self back naturally.
You're a startup founder. Finding product market fit is probably your number one priority. But to land bigger customers, you also need security compliance. Obtaining your SOC 2 or ISO 27001 certification can open those big doors, but they take time and energy, pulling you away from building and shipping. That's where Vanta comes in. Vanta is the all-in-one compliance solution helping startups get audit ready and build a strong security foundation quickly and painlessly. Vanta automates the manual security tasks that slow you down, helping you streamline your audit. The platform connects you with trusted experts to build your program, auditors to get you through audits quickly, and a marketplace for essentials like pen testing. So whether you're closing your first deal or gearing up for growth, Vanta makes compliance easy. Join over 8,000 companies, including Y Combinator and Techstars startups, who trust Vanta. For a limited time, get $1,000 off Vanta at vanta.com/simplify. That's VANTA.com/simplify for $1,000 off.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I guess ramifications are those from your perspective. So let's just play like a little what if game. So say like, hey, you know, I'm playing for Buffalo, right? And I know you're not, and you asked me how it's going. I was like, man, I'm about to, you know, I've been getting toward all shots for the last couple of years.
Sure.
Right. All right. Now then that was 10 years ago. Right.
Yep.
Now, well, I was like, you know, hey, you remember I was telling you getting all those Tordal shots in my ankles and back or whatever. What's it look like?
You know,
potentially.
Potentially, yeah. I'll tell you this. It's a lot of it, actually, I don't know as much in Tordal because that directly affects your pain. But
yeah.
The fake stuff, not the fake out, the anti-inflammatories that we use
yeah.
with cortisone and with those numbing medicines that yeah. we use. That's what these docs use to get the guy right back in the game yeah. right afterwards, right?
Right?
Inject it right around the rib. You won't feel the rib fracture. Don't worry about it. It's not gonna matter because for that 45 minutes, you're gonna feel great.
Right.
But come after that 45 yeah. minutes and come after that the next couple of weeks,
yeah,
you're gonna hurt.
Right.
Now, there's and I've told you this before when we deal with steroid injections, right?
Right.
And that's a anti-inflammatory effect. There's only a certain amount of steroid you can take per time period, right?
Yeah.
Usually we say, you know, you do two or three shots, that should be enough.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say, you know, when you got to do what you got to do, you yeah. got to do that. But at the same time, that's the kind of stuff that's the Band-Aid.
Right.
Because we use that for chronic inflammation or inflammation in general to kind of bring that inflammation down. But that doesn't solve the actual problem. Right? If you're not walking correctly and you're hurting your hips all the time and causing hip inflammation, you got to correct what the problem with the hip inflammation. Maybe you got to strengthen your adductors and adductors. You got to do things around there to make that better. All that inflammatory medicine, anti-inflammatory medicine does is reduce inflammation.
Right.
That's your Band-Aid.
Right.
The real truth or the real fixing is the actual, you know, whether it's physical therapy right. or surgery or whatever it is to fix that problem.
Right.
The steroid shot, it's a temporizing. Now, right. I will tell you this. If your acute problem is or the quick problem is the inflammation that's preventing you from doing the things you're doing, the steroid can absolutely work.
Right.
It can actually bring it down. For those guys, like you were talking about, the Toradol shot, that's yeah. a pain shot, right? That removes the pain that's preventing you from getting on the field again.
Yeah.
For that moment.
Right.
That's not going to be good for you afterwards.
And then is it the Toradol shots that can eat at the bone?
That's actually what they say. It's the cortisol shots. Right. There's something called avascular necrosis. It's talked about in our yeah. field. Yes, that can lead to that.
Yeah.
But that's after a lot of dosing. I mean, it's not
the... What was the guys that would get them a lot in their knees and stuff? Like Barrett Robbins,
yeah.
is a guy that kind of brought it to light through, obviously, through the PA and
sure.
stuff.
Yeah.
Some new stuff, and I know that we had kind of talked briefly about it. Talk about the difference yeah. between...
The peptides.
Peptides and yeah. stem cells, because I think to the... At least to my mind, I'm pretty just layman. I don't know the difference.
Sure.
I think it's really good, actually, for we have a lot of ticket listeners that are former athletes and just want to know because everybody's dealing with issues. What are the differences and what are the benefits?
So, there in my practice, I use a promoting agent, which is like what a peptide does. I use AmnioFix and I use a couple other ones. What they basically do is they recruit these precursor cells to the areas to heal. All right. So what I mean by that is a stem cell is a cell that is a precursor to any cell, right?
Right.
So what you want to do is places that don't have an ability to regenerate at a certain age, you're saying, hey man, what if I kind of can put some cells that actually work to make new cells that I need in that area? How can I do that? So what they do is they take some marrow out from your own and they spin it.
Yeah.
They put it in it because those things contain precursor cells and they inject it in it. That hopefully but that should give you the cells you need to grow back something. Right.
Yeah.
Let's say sometimes I have to use my words carefully.
Sure.
We're not 100% sure how it grows back the cartilage or it grows back the things it needs, but that's what the idea is. Okay.
Yeah.
Now the peptides or the BPCs and the other ones that we use, those actually promote in areas of hypoxia, meaning where there's not enough oxygen or not enough things, they promote things to come to that area, meaning precursor cells to come to that area that maybe accelerate healing and promoting of the promotion of the healing.
Sure.
And so that's the two difference. One is not a stem cell. One is a promoting cell.
Right.
That's the best way to look at it. The other one actually is the cell. Now, I use both, and I think both have their places.
Right.
Right. I have quite a bit of success with knees and hips with the stem cell treatments and the peptide treatments. So, but then there are people who have gone through years and years of this and they've not seen the success. Yeah. Cool stuff being done by Nike funded guys in Portland, Oregon. They're doing stem cells for people's discs in the back.
Yeah.
And I got a friend who actually wanted me to try to do these things here. And we were looking at it and I go, gosh, I want the data. I want a paper. I know there are papers out there on these peptides and I know there are papers out there on stem cells, but right now to put it in the disc to get the disc herniations back, that'd be a cool new avenue.
There'll be a lot of, I don't know if surgeons will like that. Right? I don't know if surgeons will like that. What is there recovery time for either one? Or, I mean, cause you want to give it time to work.
We give them
right?
about 2 weeks.
Okay.
So at least for mine, at least I give 2 weeks. I
said,
listen, just take it easy for 2 weeks after the injection. It'll
help.
The first 3 days, man, it's pain. It burns.
Right.
I'll tell you that because I have enough patients that will tell me, doc, it hurt for this.
Right.
But after that, I felt better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's amazing stuff when you really start to research, I guess, the not normal stuff to kind of see if your body, because I remember the one conversation I had with Dr. Clanton when I was having pretty extensive surgery. So I was like, oh, you know, how long will until my foot gets back to look the same? He looked at me and said, listen. He said, listen, once you have this surgery, he's like, your ankle ain't never going to be the same. And he was like, doesn't matter who does the surgery, it will never be the same. Because obviously that it's a pretty extensive, but it just kind of, like you said, it throws your whole body off the whack and then you try to go from there. Last thing I want to talk to you about, which is kind of all encompassing and obviously with physical therapy, one of the biggest things that I, you know, see guys that are coming back and they talk about it is the atrophy effect. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Talk about that because even when, so say like you go in to fix the problem, that's kind of like just the like first gear.
Sure. Yeah.
And I think that when I was like thinking about stuff to talk about today, I think the atrophy is just as big because that's strength, that's explosiveness. We talk about stamina all the time when you come back from a, you know, building up that ability to run for long periods of time. Talk about the
deconditioning.
Atrophy.
Yeah. It's the same thing that happens with muscle. So, you know, when you work out, you lift weights, you get hypertrophy.
Right.
When you don't use the muscle in that area, it's like after surgery or after something, you get atrophy because why? Because you're actually getting a situation happen where the muscle's not being used after surgery or after whatever.
Right.
So it happens, especially I've seen this happen in real life. I'll give you a prime example. My wife. My wife had an Achilles tear.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Her calf shrank by 30% on the side where the injury happened versus the other side. It took almost a year for her to come back to full strength because she was on a scooter. She was on a brace. I mean, she did not use those muscles. And that actually is a big deal because now those atrophied muscles are weaker than the other side.
Right.
So you remember we talk about gait all the time, why I've been a big advocate of physical therapy?
Right.
Because those things are very important to get you back to at least close to where you were before.
Right.
It's not always perfect, but it'll get you close.
Right. Yeah. And then your body kind of can naturally adjust, except for when you're really in off balance. And that's where we talk about Kirk Cousins, or more importantly, we don't, nobody knows what happened with Deshaun Watson, but to be in rehab, that, you know, it might've been either too quick or overcompensation, which then throws off everything. And then it goes to the worst muscle that never seems to get right. And once I'm trying, the biggest thing also, I want you actually to talk to you about this too. I think the biggest thing with getting injured is this
mental,
there's athletes are always mental anyways, just because you're always facing the ghost of doubt. Am I good enough? Was that good enough? You're always, and if you're really invested, you're always pushing. It's just like you, right? You know, I know you're a perfectionist. You want to be even more perfect. Oh, you did a great job, but I could do better. When you know, and I've been there with you, right? You know, when you're checking in on me and everything. Talk about the mental side, because I think everybody looks, you know, when you come in and obviously you know exactly what you're talking about. Talk about that as well, because I think that kind of just gets glossed over.
I think day one, the best way to describe it, I was going to call it post-op day one. Yeah. No, post-injury day one. That's the day you decide in your this muscle.
Yeah.
How you're going to come back, because if you don't have that, and I truly believe positive attitude makes a major difference in recovery.
Right.
If you know you're going to, you want to come back.
Right.
I think there are some chemicals or whatever released from your body's own system that helps you get better. Now you talked about something interesting about how adrenaline plays a role in certain things. I actually think attitude and mental will plays a big role in that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Because no matter like if you could have a small minor injury, and that minor injury could nag you for the rest of your life,
right?
Because you didn't take it versus a big injury, and you're really prepared for that, and you actually recover from that better.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, like him, love him or hate him, Aaron Rodgers spoke it into existence. Now, I don't think the surgery that he had was very well known or talked about, and that might have been part of the reason why he had such a, you know, positive outlook. But for him to be, even though he didn't play that season, able to kind of practice was extraordinary, no matter what the surgery was. And he definitely had a mental advantage as far as recovery goes.
For as much as, you know, like you said, his mindset was right for that recovery.
Right. Yeah, man, that's huge. And I mean, trust me, I've been, hey, man, you know,
I know.
Hey, after I had my first surgery, man, I came outside, man, it looked like I've been in Vegas. Brother ain't had a haircut, ain't took a shower. You know, you just look horrible. You know, and the only reason I had to get myself together because I had to go back for the post-op to see how I was doing. You walk in there looking like you've been a caveman. I think that, you know, you were like, hey, you need to go see somebody. But appreciate you stopping by again, always enjoys having you or Dr. Finn coming in. And obviously, listen, Advanced Medical Imaging, 7601 Pioneers Boulevard. I think it's October 11th, right?
Yep.
October 11th, the second annual official breast cancer awareness walk run. We will be there. As far as the ticket, I will be there. I will not be running. I will be there. Be on the lookout for it. Check it out. And if you need anything, trust me, they will take care of you and the process will be expedited. We're going to take a quick break, come back. It'll be just me and Austin. Thanks again, Doc.
You got it.
You're listening to Old School with Jay Foreman and Austin Orman. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Tired of trying diet after diet without results? Mochi Health offers a long-term weight loss solution personalized to your needs. Our board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians provide expert guidance to help you succeed. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medication at an affordable set price delivered monthly. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 for $40 off your first month. That's joinmochi.com.